K-State Nation, what up? We got a new first place team in the Big 12. Eddie Greer III, this is the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas on this Thursday morning. What up, Nation? Yes! Woo! Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You're not fired up this morning. We're getting closer to the weekend. Obviously, Chiefs fans getting ready for the Super Bowl. You're not fired up. What went down last night in Manhattan, Kansas? Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. Football, men's, women's basketball, women's golf. I'll record that later on here. Today, they finish in the top 10. Indoor track. We're getting sidetracked a little bit. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this episode here. This will come out tonight. Postcast, women's basketball. Make sure you do. If you have not already subscribed to this podcast, we have been explosion. Full of K-State content. One of few K-State podcasts out here in the Midwest. Make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts, Per Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And I failed to upload that Podbean app, that episode over on the Podbean app. Bonus coverage of the Per Project Podcast on Podbean. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast for more coverage there. I recorded an episode last night before K-State rallied back to beat TCU. Didn't get it uploaded. I was exhausted. I'll work on that here today. Have that up there for you as well. Alex will be joining me next week. So we'll begin him back in the fold here. Talking K-State athletics. What a win last night for K-State women's basketball team. And Serena, you must be listening to this podcast. because hey, she didn't step up to the plate. And she delivered last night after K-State didn't make the easy shots in the first half, mainly missing layups. And then they were trailing at halftime. I'm like thinking, okay, all right, so I'm calm a little bit. And then here come the Wildcats and Serena Sanell. Obviously, you don't have your wing lady in Ayoka Lee, obviously recovering from an injury, right? And you're thinking, all right, TC, we're in trouble a little bit. But this team, the crowd last night, amazing. K-State, 59. TCU, 50. Upset, TCU. We knew it was going to be a four-quarter game and a rally back down halftime. And more importantly, well, first off, K-State wins basketball. Your Lady Wildcats, preseason pick to win the Big 12 here. February 6, 2025, we have a new first-place team in the Big 12. Sole possession, your Lady Wildcats are that team right now, the best team on campus right now, as our girlfriend in the podcast, Jasmine Halliburton, saying. I might have to reach out to Jasmine at some point to get her back on the podcast. But anyways, K-State, 10-1 in the Big 12, first place, 22-2. Second thing, 15-game home winning streak. That was it. You put that in jeopardy last night. They're asked, well, the fourth longest winning streak in Bramlage Coliseum. Also, 10 wins from the Big 12 in 11 games. The fourth time that K-State has done that since the 07-08 year as well. Serena Sandell, All-American candidate. What can you knew she had to deliver. You knew she had to deliver in this game. 27 points. That, ladies and gentlemen, K-State Nation, was a game high. Holy smokes. She came out in the second half. 23 points. Most of her points, she did her damage when this team needed it most. Slow start in the first half. But, hey, you don't get this performance. You don't get this 23 points from Serena. You lose this game. TCU was tough in the first half there. Jalen Glenn off that 19 points against Kansas last weekend, added 14 more. She continues her hot shooting, 6-7 from the field in this basketball game. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 12th-ranked K-State upsets, takes down TCU, 9th-ranked in the country, 59-50. Kansas State, 22-2, 10-1 in conference play. Your first-place team in the conference now over TCU, 21-3, 19-2. 19. Did I say 19? Excuse me. 9-2 is conference play. Excuse me. This was tied. This was a defensive struggle in the first half. Tied at 8 after a first quarter. TCU then little run in the end of second quarter. I'm like, oh damn, here we go. Buckle up. TCU led at the break, 25-19. Yeah, 25-19 in halftime. And then Serena Sundell. Look, if you guys been listening to this podcast, I cannot say this enough. It's the third quarter. That's been the key quarter for the Lady Cats all year. They came out firing, outscoring, holding TCU to 11 points in the third quarter. Only 11 in the third quarter during this basketball game here. Let's take a look inside the numbers here. Sedona Prince, 14 points to lead the Horned Frogs in this one. Then Haley Van Leth added 11 for them in this game. TCU shooting 40% from the field in this basketball game. Serena Sundell, 11 of 21 from the field. 1 of 3 from downtown, 27 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds. You can't ask an epic performance enough from your star player in this basketball game. Tamir Poindexter, 9 points in this game, struggled. 4 of 9 from the field. What was 1 of 2 from downtown. Well, not really. You look at it really there as well. Gisela Sanchez played big minutes off the bench. Terrence Sides, only 4 points of the night for Terrence Sides. On the preview podcast yesterday, I talked about, hey, you need a Serena Sundell. You need her, obviously. Sides and Poindexter. You didn't get much from them, but hey, you needed your All-American candidate standout to do what she did, and she delivered. She hit it out of the park last night, and that's why K-State right now is in the first place. You don't get that epic performance. That's something Marquise Noel. That's some Jacob Pull-Up stuff. Just pulling some for the men's basketball aspect of things, right? That's some Jacob pulling stuff right there. Michael Beasley. The list goes on, right? Ayoka Lee can do this, right? We've seen it. Serena Sundell. I tell you, this is it. You know, hey, I said this a lot on this podcast, and maybe, yes, I'm biased because, yeah, we're all K-State fans here. Well, most of us. And there's nothing wrong with you guys if you're not K-State fans, right, that listen to this podcast, right? Now I lost on my train of thought. Oh, the disrespect. And I've said this all year long. They don't get in this top 10. Well, they got a game remaining in this week, but they don't win it. They don't get his top 10. I don't know what gives. I don't understand AP voters or whatnot. It's just flat out disrespect. The fact that, we since we entered the top 10, we minus 2. Well, we just took down number 19 in the country. I don't know what you can ask for, especially given the circumstances, right? You don't have your best player on the floor. For heaven's sake, there as well. TCU now, Jeff Minnie, 12-9 against TCU. The series is now tied with them at 500 there as well. In this basketball game, let me see. Serena Sundell now, 15,092 points, career points. That remains 10th, only on time, scoring list as well. Jeff Minnie, after the game, on his star player, one of his. Two star American candidates, quote, on Serena, quote, the ISO play where she was able to get some post-ups down low. We wanted to put them at a decision on whether they were going to come and bring that double team or what they were going to do out of that. And she played really well at that. Made good reads. We were able to score, not only Serena score, but we were able to score off of it some. I just thought she had a look in her eye that she wanted the ball. Felt like we were able to get her just enough rest. That's not an easy play. It's going to require some energy, and she absolutely delivered as well here. Let me see. We get Mark Campbell. Hey, we got Serena Sundell on here. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, post-Cavs, K-State upsets, TCU in Ramos last night in front of a sold-out crowd, 59-50. Serena Sundell on her big night, quote, that was a big turnaround from the first half. Credit to my teammates for keeping me locked in mentally at halftime. We talked about how those were good shots, and if we got the same looks in the second half, we'd be fine. It was one of those games where you just have to stay the course. Our defense made the difference. Even though we didn't shoot well in the first half, we focused on controlling what we could on defense. Holding a team like that to just 50 points was an incredible effort by us tonight. Yeah, we've seen this. The defense, the calling card, the defensive play for K-State defense. Yeah, we've seen them suffocate, and no offense to other opponents, but we've seen this defense suffocate other opponents throughout the year. You hold a team to 50 points, you should win the game. And they did that. They delivered here tonight their last night for the Cat. As you can probably tell, I'm way too excited, but that's no problem with that, right? You can't get excited, then I don't know what you're doing there as well. So next up, K-State Willie Ladies Basketball now has to take the show on the road to, looks like it's Oklahoma. Is that right? Yeah, yes, it is. So Oklahoma, you got to go on the road to Oklahoma now. Oklahoma used to be a big troll opponent. I had to double read this for a minute. Maybe it's Oklahoma State. Maybe I'm thinking about that. But anyways, yeah, they probably left that off. So I don't know why I had Oklahoma on here. But anyways, I believe that's Oklahoma State there next, who is 25th in the country. Now you got to turn around off this huge win, go on the road, and you got to handle business. Gets another ranked team, gets Oklahoma State on the road Saturday at 2 o'clock on the road. ESPN Plus will have this basketball game, so you have ESPN Plus. I know it's not really the favorite service of majority K-State fans, but hey, you want to keep up with your Cats, this is the only place you got to do it, including baseball season coming up right around the corner later on this month. K-State baseball right around the corner as well. So we got that on tap as well for you. But this is all about the K-State women's basketball team right now. Best team on campus right now. And really, you probably say for the last, you can make an argument for 2 years. We've talked about that, and again, Jasmine Halliburton pointed that out. KC Sports Network Run It Back podcast, right? So, yeah, so there you go, folks. On that, K-State gets back on the road. Oklahoma State, Saturday afternoon at 2. Huge night for Serena Sundell as she leads the Cats by TCU last night, 59-50. The Eddie Greer Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Let's go wrap things up on this winning upset podcast edition of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas State, 12th ranked K-State, upsets TCU, Wildcats 59, Horned Frogs 50. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all throughout the rest of the week. Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State Athletics.